The reading this morning is taken from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to verse 5:10. It's on page 1203. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters relating to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people. No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God, just as Aaron was. So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be a high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Thanks be to God.
And on Friday, I went with some other church leaders to see our Member of Parliament, Sir David Lidington, in his constituency office in Walton Street. Sir David is a Christian believer who regularly attends worship at St. Mary's Church in Prince's Risborough, where he lives. And each year he invites clergy and pastors to spend a couple of hours with him, sharing matters of concern, local, national and international. And we tend to talk about health, transport, drugs, the welfare system, immigration, Christian influence on the nation, and support for persecuted Christians abroad. And I also asked him about South Sudan and whether we could do more to support that